Our guest at the cafe this morning is Paul Voss, the manager of the Commerce Chamber of Commerce. Paul, good morning.
Morning, John Mark. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine, and you have a guest with you today.
I do. Dee Hilton is with us. He was co-chairman. He's now the chairman of the Hunt County Transportation Steering Committee. And I've been fortunate enough to be on this committee for the last year or so. And Dan Jones appointed me to this committee, and it's been a real eye-opening experience. It's been a pleasure to work with Dee, and we have some transportation news about Yes for Roads in Hunt County. And I'll introduce Dee Hilton.
Dee, welcome.
Well, thank you. I'm glad to be here this morning.
Yes, sir. And so we have an election coming up right on the near horizon.
That's correct. November the 8th, with early voting starting October 24th, we have one Hunt County proposition on the ballot, which is to allow the county commissioners, county commission, to issue $24.4 million in road bonds to fund capacity and safety improvements in our roads in Hunt County. Most of these are, almost all of these, in fact, are on what's called on-system roads, which would be farm-to-market roads, state highways, and U.S. highways. So Highway 24 that goes through Commerce is an example of an on-system road.
Mm-hmm. And 24 is one of the ones being looked at.
One of our major projects, absolutely.
Talk about that a little bit. This has to do with the safety issue that we're all familiar with here as students cross that very busy highway, Highway 24, from the dorms over on the west side of campus to the main part of campus.
That's correct. That has long been a concern, I know, of the university and people in Commerce, as well as students, and particularly with the closure of the tunnel under 24 a number of years ago, that problem has not gotten better. I know there are some strobe lights, safety lights that are there, but getting people to always stop is not always easy to do. So what we're looking at there, John Mark, is a grade separation. Grade separation meaning either an overpass or lowering the roadway so that traffic can still flow east-west and pedestrians can still traverse east-west on grade. So the highway would either be taken above the surface streets or perhaps even below the surface streets. Somewhere on the west side of the campus, north of Culver and south of G Lake.
Mm-hmm. We're talking with Paul Voss. Paul is the manager of the Commerce Chamber of Commerce, and Dee Hilton. And Dee is the chairman of the Hunt County Transportation Plan Committee. And now we should say the $24 million plus dollars that you're talking about, that's the local money, but you would be bringing in state and federal money to go with this. In fact, that would be the major part of the funding.
That's correct. Right now, John Mark, there's probably greater leverage than there's ever been for local dollars to bring in state and federal dollars. That really occurred with some propositions that were passed in recent elections, which gave the legislature the authority to have additional money available. There's $2.5 to $3 billion that will be available in state money starting in 2018 for at least 7 years, and that money will be used primarily for construction. So it's going to be up to the local entities, primarily counties, to have funds for engineering, design, right-of-way acquisition, and utility relocation.
There's a number of projects that are being proposed as part of this. We're going to run out of time here pretty quickly, but one of the major ones is basically an extension of Farm Road 1570 on the west side of Greenville from 69 all the way around to, I guess, I-30 and maybe beyond.
Well, it's from 380 down to 66.
Yeah.
It's a new road that's being let, and construction should start next year. Then that will be extended as a part of the bond proposal from 66 to I-30 and on over to 34. Highway 34 in Greenville will be 4- and 5-lane from Interstate 30 down to Farm Road 1903. And then there's two major projects coming from Caddo Mills to the interstate and then over near Roy City High School, the Veranda Edition, where the new Buc-ee's will be built. That's the farthest west of Farm to Market Road in Hunt County.
We're about out of time. I think what we might do is continue this discussion on another date, okay? That'd be all right with both of you?
That'd be great.
And
sure.
So we'll continue the conversation here, and we'll pick it up again another time. But thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
Thank you. We enjoyed it.
Dee Hilton and Paul Voss with the Commerce Chamber of Commerce, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.